Okay, we're at Seven Dials Club, and I've got Carla Ferris and
Michael Rackener.
Michael Rackener.
Yeah.
And how long have you lived in Covent Garden?
I've been Covent Garden on and off, but I could say bluntly from 1967 right through. Well, I'm still in Covent Garden.
And where did you used to live, Carla?
I used to live off the Cambridge Circus and lived down there for 25 years. So I mixed Soho up with Covent Garden. Went to Sunday school in Covent Garden, so I know the area well. And my mother was in hospital in 1955. It was St. Peter's. It was well known for kidney problems. And my mother was in there to have her kidney out. So, and across the road was my Sunday school. So I know the area well.
And you've got a picture, Carla, of your mother. Can you describe the picture?
Well, she's sitting in the bed, and it's Christmas Day because I can see the Christmas decorations up. And sitting next to her, a local photographer came in, and sitting next to her is the sister of the ward. And believe it or not, the sister is smoking a cigarette with an ashtray on the bed next to her, a photo that is so unusual.
So she's actually in a hospital, in a bed, in a ward, and the sister is smoking a cigarette right next to your mother. Your mother looks quite happy, though.
Well, it's unbelievable, but it's true, and the picture's here to prove it.
So, and you were speaking about that you used to go to the shop that... explain your connection again.
Well, no, I've only just met this lady because she heard me mention, you know, working in a pub early morning, and her father... Well, was it Southampton Road?
My husband worked in Southampton Street, the road leading down to the Strand.
That's
my husband would go every morning, say 6 o'clock, to buy fruit and veg. It was just across the road, so he did that for about 16 years. The local Italian restaurant, Bonbonnier.
And what did you used to do?
I worked in an early morning pub. There's a barman from 5 o'clock in the morning till 9. And at that time, in all, there was 8 early morning pubs in Covent Garden, and I can name them all. And but going away from there's starting up the Campbell's, which is now a Greek restaurant. Opposite where Odham's Walk is, there used to be the Enterprise, but that's no longer there. Then you had the White Line in James Street. Then you had the Nag's Head in Floral Street. Then they had the Coach and Horses, where I worked. Then you had the Market Tavern. That's still there, but it's Belushi's now. Then you go down, I think it's King Street, the Essex Serpent. And then further down New Row, we used to call it the Mucky Duck, the White Swan, which is now O'Neill's.
Well, when I was a child, St. Martin's Lane, no restaurants, no shops. The local Ryman's, I used to buy my school stuff, is now Pret a Manger or Spaghetti House. And in St. Martin's Lane was my local's mum's electricity shop. She'd go to pay the electric bill there.
That used to be
and now
L-E-B.
It's McDonald's, L-E-B, and now it's McDonald's.
You're down that alleyway where there is not you road. You're going up where McDonald's is. There's an alleyway there.
Is it?
Used to be a pub in there.
Well, I don't remember.
Yeah.
And which pub did you work in?
I worked at the Coach and Horses in Wellington Street. And it's still there now. And the guy who's running, they've been there 21 years. But before that, he had the White Line in James Street. And we came to... Intercom Garden about the same time, because he and his wife Anne were trainee couples at the Nag's Head.
What is the road called opposite Moss Brothers, parallel with Henrietta Street?
King Street?
Yes, my mother worked in a cafe there, and I think it was called the Nell Gwynn.
Oh, yes.
She worked in there. She passed away in 1962, so it was pre-1962. And a foreign lady, a Mrs. Sykes, she wasn't English, and her daughter became an MP for Ipswich, Manuela Sykes, my mother used to tell me. Yes. Nell Gwynn Cafe.
You know, going away from the subject, I remember when there was patients while the market was still here. And if I can remember, she was the leader of the Westminster Council, and she was then Lady Porter.
Oh, I know her. The one that sold the cemeteries.
Exactly. But she, in actual fact, I can remember there was Jeannie Rowlands, there was John Toomey, but he was one of the big spokesmen of Save Covent Garden. And I can remember going through Russell Street, oh, there must have been 100 people, and she was leading that parade. I think she was Lady Porter then. And
No,
she was the leader of Westminster Council.
Yeah, but she was mayoress. She'd go around with a thing or a chain.
Was, yeah. But, I mean, you look at her now, what she's done.
What she's done.
Oh, but it can't be forgiven.
No, the cemetery's going to Israel, the old money, those flats in Pimlico, it goes on and on.
Andy.
Yes. My mother's buried in that cemetery, and father. He's finished. My mother and father are buried in there, and granny.
And Carla, I remember you telling us a story about your mother when she went to go and get a banana in Covent Garden.
Remember they brought a banana out on the stage. That was fantastic.
Tell us about your mum.
My mother was in Leicester Square, must have been 2 years old, and she had coupons for bananas. She went up to a barrow boy in Leicester Square, he covered them over and said, not for sale. My mother said, look, I've got the coupon for the child, I'm entitled to that one banana. He covered them up, and my mother said, I know where they're going there, black market, especially the street women. She walks home fuming, she sees a policeman up the road, she goes up to him and she told him, he said, Mrs. So-and-so, would you please come with us to Bow Street? He keeps doing this and nobody's willing to come to court. My mum said, I've got a 2-year-old. What's going to happen to her? I've never been in a court. He said, she will be well looked after. This barrow boy and my mum and me and the policeman had to go to Bow Street, and apparently I had the time of my life. The police took me to 2 policewomen and took me back to Bow Street Mews, and I sat on the horses and was with the horses. My mother went into this court, she was as nervous as anything, and this man, the barrow man, was telling a load of lies, and my mother, she shouted out, you liar. And the judge said, Mrs. So-and-so, you mustn't shout across the courtroom, you'll have your chance to speak. In the end, he did get a fine, and my mum just thought, she was so annoyed, I've got the coupon and I was entitled to it. But of course, black market, money talks, doesn't it?
Where are you from then? You moved here in 67. Where were you from?
I've lived here since 1961. I originally come from New Zealand, and I've lived here ever since. But I've in those 52 years, I used to live on the border, Cambridge Circus. So I was in Covent Garden, Soho.
Like me?
Yes.
The Gerrard Street. I went to a Sunday school in Shorts Gardens, which is down here. And it was 1955, and it was opposite the hospital I was talking to about my mother. And I have here the Bible they gave me in 1955 from Shorts Garden in Covent Garden. I was 12 years old.
And your family originally from?
Granny come from Turin in Italy with Granddad. And she had 4 children, all brought up in 10 Old Compton Street. Mum got married, crossed the road to Chinatown, and I'm born and brought up there and stayed there for 25 years.